USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America and the world are mourning the loss of an American statesman in John McCain.
We can be selfish and quick sometimes to shift the blame for our mistakes to others, but our country, 'tis of thee. What great good we've done in the world. So much more good than harm.
That's the Republican senator himself reading a passage from his recently published memoir. McCain died at his home near Sedona at the age of 81 late yesterday. State troopers then led a motorcade of SUVs, law enforcement vehicles, and a hearse from the McCain Ranch to a mortuary in Phoenix. And during the 100-mile journey, people gathered along the highways waving American flags. McCain will lie in the Capitol Rotunda in Washington before a full-dress funeral at the Washington National Cathedral and burial at the U.S. Naval Academy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A U.S. district judge has tossed out key provisions of an effort by President Trump to make it easier to terminate federal workers. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The judge ruled that the president has the authority to issue executive orders relating to federal labor relations, including three he issued in May that the administration said would make it easier for agencies to fire workers who performed poorly. But the judge also said presidential orders cannot eviscerate the right to bargain collectively.
The judge ruling in that way, the president's orders did exceed his authority. At least seven people could face charges as two groups of protesters clashed at the University of North Carolina yesterday. The main demonstration was in support of a Confederate statue that was torn down last week. After those protesters pulled it down with a rope, campus officials put it in storage. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
More now on the passing of U.S. Senator John McCain, losing his battle with cancer yesterday at 81. Just over a year ago, and less than a week after he received the diagnosis, he made his last speech on the U.S. Senate floor. Here's how it ended.
Many of you have reached out in the last few days with your concern and your prayers, and it means a lot to me. It really does. I've had so many people say such nice things about me recently that I think some of you must have me confused with someone else. I appreciate it, though, every word, even if much of it isn't deserved. I'll be here for a few days. I hope managing the floor debate on the defense authorization bill, which I'm proud to say is again a product of bipartisan cooperation and trust among the members of the Senate Armed Services Committee. After that, I'm going home for a while to treat my illness. I have every intention of returning here and giving many of you cause to regret all the nice things you said about me. And I hope to impress on you again that it is an honor to serve the American people in your company. Thank you, fellow senators. Mr. President, I yield the floor.
Remembering war hero, former Congressman, and U.S. Senator John McCain.